Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Continuing class on Vrindavan Mahimamrita, December 5th, 2020. This verse from 11th Shataka, Krishna glorifying Vrindavan, showing his gratitude for what Vrindavan has done for him. Shri Radhaya Sama Chayat Aho Kali Chaturya Dara, Kali Chaturya Dara. Yet chet you chair niravadi vori vidyate kama trishna gadam gadam yadati valate kopi no prima banda sarvam vrindavana rasakane bhakti vispurjitam te. Krishna says, glorifying Vrindavan, O Vrindavan, you are flooded with waves of my amorous pastimes, Kali Chaturya Dara, with Sri Radha, without limit, Niravadi, without limit, you eternally increase my thirst to enjoy with Radha, Kama Trishna, Vari Vidyate, Niravadi, Niravadi, Vari Vidyate, Kama Trishna. O Vrindavan, without limit, you eternally increase my thirst to enjoy with Radha, and you ever deepen the bond of love, prema bandha, between Radha and I. And thus, O Vrindavan, you shine with pure bhakti. Bhakti vispurjitam te. This verse 30 in Shatak 11 of Vrindavan Mahimamrita. So Krishna is making nice points about the unique quality of Vrindavan. The Vrindavan is flooded with rivers and waves. Kali Chaturya Dara. Dara means streams and rivers of pastimes. Krishna Radharani, you're flowing in Vrindavan. When one lives in Vrindavan, does bhajan or visits Vrindavan, if he lives here and does bhajan, he'll easily remember pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Wherever he goes, he'll think, oh, Radha and Krishna had this pastime here, had this pastime here and there. And if someone visits Vrindavan, they visit Varsana, and Tarakadam, and Nandagram, and different places, Vamshivad, then they hear from the Tirth Gurus there, they hear from the Pandas, Tirth Gurus, they'll hear the Leelas about Radha and Krishna, and Varsana, and Nandagram. So this is Vrindavan is full of streams of nectar. It's Leela Bhumi Vrindavan. It's a land full of Leela, land full of Rag, it's flooding with Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So anyone that comes here, visits here, or lives here, he comes drowned in the waves of the Kali Chaturya Dara, the waves of Radha and Krishna's Rati Kali, their intimate enjoying pastimes, Holy Leela, Holy Kali, Holy Krita, Ras Leela, Jal Kali, Jovan Leela, all the different Leelas that go on in Vrindavan in different places. And he says, Krishna says, Prema Bandha, that Vrindavan deepens the bonds of love, Prema Bandha. This is what we're all desiring. We're all desiring. Now we're bound by karma bandhana. Every one of us is bound in this world by karma bandhana. The soul is bound to this body by a karmic matrix. So many years we have to live, so many breaths we have to take, so much enjoyment we have to experience, so much suffering we have to experience. This is our destiny, prabdha karma. We're experiencing it day after day after day. So we're bound, we're locked up in karma bandhana, karma bandha. But Krishna says, Vrindavan is a place that deepens one's prema bandha. In other words, one's bondage of love with Krishna deepens in Vrindavan. This is another speciality of Vrindavan bhajan, and visiting Vrindavan. When you visit Vrindavan, it deepens your love for Krishna, it increases your attachment and attraction, deepens your loving mood and your loving mood and feelings towards Radha and Krishna deepen with each successive visit to Vrindavan. And you live here and do bhajan, bhajan Vrindavan, you'll find day after day your love, your prema bandha, your bondage of love is increasing more and more. So Krishna's also appreciating that. He's saying, oh Vrindavan, you greatly deepen the bond of love between myself and Radha, between Radha and I. And that's Vrindavan. Bhakti Vispurjitam. Vispurjitam means you manifest and you shine. You shine with pure bhakti. Oh Vrindavan, you shine with pure bhakti. So if you live in Vrindavan, sooner or later you'll develop pure love for Krishna. Shuddha bhakti, prema bhakti. This is Vrindavan, Mahim, Amrita, Shatak 13, text 4. Saraswati Pad, Prabhupada Saraswati is speaking, glorifying the Vrindavan Kunjas, the Kunjas of Vrindavan. 13:4. Shri Vrindavana Kunja Manjulatama Punje Kalanam Chatushaste Kopi Nidhi Tadoj Walatama Shama Shashi Mohana Shama Shashi Mohana Ashcharyaika Navina Navina Hema Kamalini Yurd Urdvambujam Chumbati Preksha 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 Tadeva Vismita Mana Sokyam Buddha Majjato. Inside the sublime darkness, within the sublime darkness, inside the transcendental kunjas of Vrindavan, there is an enchanting dark moon. Sham, Sham Shashi Mohana. Shashi means moon and Mohana means enchanting. Sham means Krishna. Was filled with 64 qualities. Punje Kalanam Chatushasti. Chatushasti means 64. Kalanam means 64 arts. He has the 64 arts. So Krishna's inside in the nighttime, Krishna's in the kunj, and he's adorned with all his 64 artistic talents. Splendid, splendid and charming. Manjalatma Punje Kalanam. Splendid and charming. An expert Punje. Chatu Shasti. Nidhi means expert. Krishna's splendid, charming, expert in 64 arts. A dark moon shining in the groves of Vrindavan now kisses a wonderful golden lotus flower. Ascharya Navina Hema Kamala. Hema Kamala means golden lotus flower. Navina means fresh. Ascharya means astonishing. Vardambujam Chumbati. These kisses. The moon is kissing the lotus flower. One who sees this, one who gazes again and again at this moon and lotus flower will become struck with wonder. Preksha, preksha, tad. One who repeatedly sees and glances, looks, and sees this enchanting dark moon kissing the golden lotus flower, which means Shyam Sundara kissing Radharani. He looks at that, if he sees that again and again, it will become Vismitaman. Preksha, preksha, tat Vismitamana. His mind will become astonished, become struck with wonder. And Sokyambudo Mujjato. Majatu, one will become submerged, drowned, submerged in ocean, ambudi, of happiness. One will become plunged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. So Saraswati Pada is telling us to come to Vrindavan and visit the groves of Vrindavan, the cleansers of Vrindavan, and try to have darshan of this Shamshashimohana, kissing the Ascharya Navina Hema Kamo, astonishing fresh new golden lotus flower, Varambujam Chumbati. You can see Krishna kissing Radharani. If you can see Krishna kissing Radharani in the Kunja of Vrindavan, if you can, he said, Preacher, see this. Then Vismita Man, your mind will become astonished and you will become merged in bliss. That's obvious. So that's why we come here. We come here just like we're living in a Kunj right now. This is Vishakananda Kunj. It's called Madananda Kunj, the northeast section of Radhakund. This name of this Kunj where we're living, there's four champak trees in the four directions, a neem tree and kadamba tree and tamal tree and gulab flowers and jui flowers and mogra flowers and all kinds of flowers, champak, red champak, white champak, malati latas, so many beautiful flowering trees are here, ashok vaan, kala, bananas here also. And we're living here, we're hoping to see, we're hoping to, that this Vismita Man, we're waiting for the day Vismita Man, Sokyambodo Majito, when we'll submerge in an ocean of happiness, having darshan of Shamshashimohana, that enchanting, bewildering dark moon of Krishna Chandra, kissing the golden lotus face of Radharani. We long for that, we hanker for that, we pray for that. And everyone else should also hanker for that, long for that, and pray for that. This is from Shatak 13, text 27. Alas, aho, Madhupa Molina Kanaka Padmini Yam Dwaye. So Padma Mukulikshita Katam Iveksham Mitikaya. Samuktaru Sambramat Prapihi Torasam Radhikam Katam Viti Vihasitam Smara Tayeva Vrindavane. Alas, one day in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the best of honeybees, saw his own shadow, and the shadow is golden lotus like beloved Sri Radha. He considered these shadows to be lotus buds, and he said, just see what nice lotuses. On hearing this, Sri Radha said, it seems that the lotus I always carry in my hand has fallen down from my hand. After saying this, when Radha tried to pick it up, Krishna grabbed Radharani and embraced her. Then Radha began to smile. Just meditate on that smiling face of Sri Radha. Vihasitam Smara. Radhikam. Radhikam Vihasitam Smara. Remember that big smile of Radhika. That's one translation. Another translation here. Krishna said to Radha, is this a crest jewel, honey-drinking black bees staring at a golden lotus bud? At that moment, Sri Radha smiled and shyly covered her breasts. Please meditate on Radha and Vrindavan this way. It's a completely different translation. Anyway, it's something Radha and Krishna are enjoying together. That's the idea we have here. And completely, completely different, completely, completely different translations. Krishna's being, in other words, Krishna's being naughty again. He's admiring Radharani's beautiful form, her beautiful golden lotus bud-like breast, and he's saying, "Look at that! Look at that! Look at there's a black bee. There's a honey-drinking black bee. Oh, Madhupa Malina, Kanaka Padmini. Looking at the golden lotus bud. So Padma Mukuleshita." Somehow Radharani smiles at Krishna's naughty statements and shows her shyness as usual. That's the basic idea of this verse. Interesting idea. This is Shatak 13, text 28. It's a very funny Leela here. Shatak 13, text 28. Lata taru vihanga madishu kadachit akyakrite mito vivadamanayo kim api radhika krishnayo dvayor vijaya kasino kwa charute pi vrindavane priyali valiehasati ati rasatma Yudam Smara. Sometimes Radhika and Krishna quarrel, argue over the names of different creepers. Lata, Taru, Vihagana, birds, and so on. And Radharani says, it's a Malati Lata. Krishna says, no, it's a Mavi Lata. And Radharani said, this is a tamal tree. And Krishna says, no, it's Arjun tree. And someone says, this is a cuckoo. Krishna says, this is a cuckoo. And Radharani says, it's a crow. So sometimes they argue over the songs of the birds. I guess one song, one bird has its characteristic voice, and he's singing. Radharani says, oh, listen to that. That's a parrot. Listen to the parrot. Krishna says, no, it's not a parrot, it's a minor bird. It's not a parrot, it's a minor bird. Radharani says, no, it's a parrot. Listen, a minor bird doesn't sound like that. No, it's a minor bird. No, it's a parrot, it's a minor parrot. As a gobi, when the gobis watched this arguing and quarreling, they laughed loudly. Priyali Vali Hasiti. Just meditate on this ecstatic quarrel. Yudam, the fight. Yudam, ati rasatma, yudam, smar. Just meditate on that rasa filled fight of Radha and Krishna. Another, so it's as above, see, as above, so below. So in the spiritual world, Radha and Krishna, the two lovers, Nayaka and Nayaka, they're quarreling over, you know, it's small things, just name of a tree, name of a creeper, name of a tree, name of a bird, and songs made by birds. Just like lovers in this world, they argue, oh, it's cloudy today. No, it's not cloudy. It's just one cloud there. It's mostly the sky is clear. No, it's cloudy. No, it's clear. So it goes on. The spiritual goes on in this world also. But there it's all full of love and doesn't end up in arguments and envy and hatred and fighting and whatnot. It's just they laugh it all off. Another translation, when Radhika Krishna quarrel over the names of the trees, vines, birds, and other creatures, Vrindavan forest at once fills with the news. Well, that's interesting. Vrindavan forest fills with the news. Latest news from Vrindavan forest. And the gobis all laugh very heartily. Please meditate on this very sweet quarrel. So that's the more accurate, because it says, Priyali Vali Hasati, the gobis are laughing. And it says, Yudam Smara, Yudam, like Yudhisthira. Yudam means fight, quarrel. And Smara means remember. Ati Rasatma, what kind of fight is it? It's full of ras. So this one is more accurate. It's very sweet. It's very, it's ati, ati means very excessively, rasatma. It's full of ras. This quarreling is full of ras because it's ras ras Shri Krishna and Mahabhavati Radharani. So Radharani is Mahabhav and ras and bhav combined together. When you're at the level of bhava, then you can experience ras, and this is prem. Love, prem is a mixture of ras and different bhavas. So just meditate in that ecstatic contest, it says here. And here it says, meditate in this very sweet quarrel. This is a better translation. Ati rasatma yudam smara. So they have sweet quarrels. They don't have. We have bitter quarrels, pinching quarrels, ego pinching quarrel, mind bashing, ego pinching quarrels. But in Radha Krishna, everything is sweet. Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna, Madhurya Mayi Radharani. Radharani's name is Madhuri. Madhuri means very sweet, sweet to see, sweet to hear, sweet to associate with. Sweet to serve, sweet to meditate on, sweet to pray to, Radha sweet, Madhuri Radha. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Radharani Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. This is 14, Shatak 14, verse 6. Prabhupada Saraswati. Saraswati Pada is giving instruction to sadhakas. Don't wander anywhere. Just take shelter of Krishna and Vrindavan. And Radharani, and you get everything. You don't need to do anything else. Kim Ray Brahmasi Digantaram. Ahaha, ahaha, Nirantara Vahat Suda Sindam. Radha Jivita Bandham Brindaranyendam Ashraya Shamam. Brindaranyendam Ashraya Shamam. Oh, fools. oh, fools. Why are you usually traveling to various countries? Brahmasmi, like the verses there in Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon. Brahmanda means that jivas are not only jivas in this planet, Earth planet, today we want to go to different countries. We want to go visit Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, whatever, America, Canada, here and there, Europe, London, France, Paris. People want to travel and see different places. But the jivas are traveling from one universe to another. Brahmanda, Brahmate, Kaun, Bhagavan, Jeev. Guru, Krishna, Prasadi, Pai, Bhakti, Lata, Beach. So Brahmasmi means, Brahmasi. Brahmasi means traveling. Why do you want Digantaram? Why you want to go to different directions, different countries? Simply take shelter of Krishna. Ashraya Shamam, who is the moon-like personality of Vrindavan. Brindaranyanda means the moon in Vrindavan. Take shelter of Sham. Sham is the moon in Vrindavan. He's a soothing, refreshing, like the moon. You feel the full moon rays of autumn on your face at night. It feels very refreshing, very cooling, very refreshing, very relaxing, very enchanting also. Incites heartly feelings, romantic feelings. But even just physically, it's very soothing, creates peace in the mind. And it's very cooling, refreshing, and soothing to the mind and heart. So this is you take shelter of Sham in Vrindavan. He's a moon in Vrindavan. He's a cooling shelter. Brindaranyendam Ashraya Shamam. Simply takes shelter of Shyamasundara's moon-like personality, Vrindavan, who is the intimate friend of Radharani. Radha Jivita Bandham. It says in Radha Siddhi, Amrita Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam. Amrita Angam, Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam. The body of Radharani, the limbs, the arms and legs and chest and face, the body, the Angam, is nectar. It's made of pure nectar, Mahabhava, pure nectar. Amrita Angam Ananga Jivam. And it gives life to Ananga. Ananga means Kamadeva, Cupid. The nectar, nectar-filled form and divine form of Srimati Radharani gives life to the transcendental Kamadeva known as Krishna. So here it says, Saraswati Pad says, Radha Jivita Bandham. He's the intimate, he's the light. Radha is Krishna, Jivita Bandham. Banda, Dina Banda, friend of the poor. Jivita means a friend of my life, friend of my very being. Radha Jivita Bandham. So the intimate friend of Sri Radha is Krishna. That's one translation. Saraswati is asking, why do you wander here and there? Digantaram. Take shelter of Vrindavan's dark moon. Brindarandandam Ashraya Shamam, which is flooded with streams of nectar. Nirantaram Vahat Suda Sindham. Sindham is ocean. He's an ocean of Krishna's ocean of nectar. Nirantara. Endless ocean of nectar. It's Krishna. Krishna's name is full of nectar. His leelas are full of nectar. His Vrindavan Dham is full of nectar. Radhakund is full of nectar. Giriraj Parva is full of nectar. Suda Sindham. Ocean of Suda. Suda Sindham. Nirantaram. Endless. And who is a dear friend of Sri Radha. Radha Jivita Bandham. So we also pray like Shyam has made intensely close and intimate surrendered friendship with Radharani. We also want to become Radha Jivita Bandham. We want to become intimate, heartly friends with Radharani as her Sakhi maid servants. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. This is Shatak 15, text number 8. These are just this verse is full of names. It's Nam Sankirtan. Saraswati Pad is glorifying Krishna. All different names of Krishna. And then he's glorifying, he's doing Harinam Sankirtan. And he's asking for a benediction. It's all very nice names of Krishna, full of leelas. Shamananda Rasaika Sagar. Hare Brindatavi Nagar. Shamanan Rasaika Sagar Hare Brinda Tavi Nagar Shirada Mukha Padma Bringa Shirada Mukha Padma Bringa Parama Bangar Anangotsava Vanshi Pran Sake Sada Mukharita Shiradika Sadgun Primo Dham Vilas Mohana Manak Pramila Manmanase. O Shyamananda, O blissful dark Lord Shyamasundara, O Shyamananda, O Rasaika Sagar, O ocean of transcendental ecstasy, Hare, O Hari, Vrindatavi Nagar, O romantic hero, gallant lover of Vrindavan. O bumblebee attracted to the lotus flower of Radha's face, Oh, bumblebee, bringa, oh, bumblebee Krishna, attracted to the lotus flower of Sri Radha's face, Sri Radha Mukha Padma bringa. O eternal festival of transcendental amorous pastimes. Parama Bangir Anangosa. Anangosa means a festival of Cupid, festival of lovemaking. Parama Abhanga, transcendental, eternal, no break. Vamshi Pran, you're the life of the flute, the friend of Sake, the friend in the life of the flute, Vamshi Pran Sake. Sada Mukharita Shiradika Sadgun. Oh, you with your Mukharita, with your mouth, you're Sada, you're always glorifying the good qualities, the Sadgun, the good qualities of Sri Radhika. These are all names describing Krishna's pastimes and activities. Sada Mukharita Sri Radhika Sadgun. The Sadgun means all the good transcendental divine 25 unlimited qualities of Sri Radhika Mukharita. With his mouth, Krishna is always glorifying and praising. O Lord, filled with transcendental passion, Primo Dhamma Vilas Mohan, Pranamila, a performer of charming pastimes, please appear for a moment in my heart, Man Manase. So he's glorifying, he's asking for a benediction. Krishna, please show yourself to me. So we're glorifying Krishna, we're chanting Ma Mantra, chanting Java. So we should, these are names of Krishna describing his leelas as Hari, the thief, and the all-attractive one, the romantic hero, and the Kunjri Hari, Radharaman. So we're chanting Hare Krishna, so when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, glorifying Krishna, you should also pray, please appear in my mind. Please appear for a moment in my heart. Another translation. O Shamananda, O blissful dark Lord Krishna, O nectar ocean of transcendental bliss, Rasika Sagar. O Lord Hari Hari, O hero Vrindavan, Vrindatavi Nagar. O bumblebee attracted to the lotus flower of Sri Radha's face, Sri Radha Mukha Padma Bringa. O eternal festival of transcendental amorous pastimes. Basically the same. It's like the same copy and paste. Both different translators have the same translation. O life friend of the flute. O Vamshi Pranasaki. One says, O friend of the flute. One says, life friend. O Krishna, who's always praising Radha's transcendental virtues. O Krishna, who performs charming pastimes. Mohan Vilas. Bewildering, charming, enchanting pastime. Mohan Vilas. Premo Dhamma Mohan Vilas. Please appear for a moment in my heart. O Krishna, please appear in my heart for a moment, for a second. Appear forever and never leave my heart. This is interesting. This is Radha's reaction to seeing Krishna after it came from Chandravali's Kunja. Shatak 15, text 10. Chandravalaya Kunja Vati Prasune. Klipta Kalpe Pi Agate Prananath. Nanga Marder Nangali Nature Bangaish Chalyalinam Padaradati Mugda. In spite of being decorated with various flowers from Chandravali's garden, when Prananath Sri Krishna arrived before her, Radha remained undisturbed, even though her gopi friends yawned and made various gestures with their fingers and eyes. Another translation. So Krishna's Krishna's not behaving himself properly here. This is text 10. May the most beautiful gopi, Chalyalinam Patu. May the most beautiful gopi, Sri Radha, who when the Lord of her life, Prana Sri Krishna, arrived, decorated with flowers from Chandrali's garden, would not walk to embrace him, or move a finger or an eye to recognize Krishna, protect us. Patu means protect. That makes more sense. Na Angali, nature bungais. Angali means finger. She wouldn't. Na Angali, na nature bungais. Chandravali Kunjavati Prasune, or flower Kunj. Vati means garden. So Krishna is so shameless, so bold and shameless. He's a drista lover, he's just totally shameless. There's no character. He shows up in front of Radharani. This is Prana. Agate Pranath. Pranath arrives, he comes. Radharani doesn't move a finger or move her eyes to recognize him, protect us. She gave him totally ignored Krishna. She immediately recognized, oh, those are Chandrali's flowers. He's coming from Chandrali's Kunja, Chandrali Kunjavati. And she's sending a clear signal through her body language. Radharani's telling that she's clearly in angry. She's angry in man, jealous man, angry at Krishna. Didn't move a finger, didn't raise an eyebrow. Nature bungays. She didn't recognize him. Who is this? I don't recognize this person. So Krishna made a bad move on this particular pastime. So the idea of this verse is describing one scene in the eternal Nitya Lila of Radha and Krishna, of Radharani waiting in a kunj and Krishna showing up, having already visited Chandravali's Vatika, her garden, Kunjavati, Prasune. He's her Pranath, he's the life of Radharani, but she just ignores her life, she's her Pranath. What is his Pranath? He's a cheater, he's disloyal. She made Mugda undisturbed. She didn't move a finger. She did not walk to embrace Krishna or move a finger or an eye to recognize him. Protect us. May Radha protect us from seeing Krishna decorated with Chandravali's flowers from her garden. May we never see that. So this is a scene to meditate on. Radharani totally ignoring Krishna. She's physically ignoring him, not moving a finger or an eyebrow. But that posture of total ignoring him and pretending not to see him or recognize him, her emotions are moving. Her heart is moving through her non-acceptance and non-interaction with Krishna. She's giving a clear message. I'm angry with you. What did you do? Where did you go? What have you done? This is more, Saraswati is in this Chandravali Bhav here. It's another appearance at Chandravali, Vipakshasakhi rival party. This is the following text, Shatak 15, text 11. Vrindaranyam tavat tadakilam tat padayas anukampayam chandravalaya sakrit apigriham yami chaitya tavagya itam krishne vadati rudatim samparashwajya gadam radam atiyakula gira Nai hit yukti dharam smarami. Translation. I meditate on Radharani, dharam smarami. Who, when Krishna spoke to Radharani, all of Vrindavan has attained the kindness of your feet. Tatpada anukampayam. Vrindaranyam akilam pada anukampayam. All of Vrindavan, Vrindaranya akilam, everyone in the forest of Vrindavan has attained the compassion and mercy of your feet. Tvam pad anukampayam. So Krishna is saying, Radharani, everyone in Vrindavan has attained the mercy of your lotus feet. Only with your agya, tava agya, chandravi sakrit griham. Only if you give permission, will I ever go to chandravi's house, sakrit griham, chandravi griham. Krishna is saying this to Radharani. O Radharani, all Vrindavan has received the mercy of your feet. Only with your permission, only if you give me permission, will I ever go to chandravi's house. When Radharani heard this, she started crying. And then when Krishna forcibly embraced Radha, she cried out, no, she cried out, no, 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 in a flood of distressful words. Akulgira nahit yukti dharam. Naturally, what a nonsense guy. He starts off by rising before Radharani and flatters her and said, oh, this Vrindavan, everything in this land has received your mercy, your anukampa, akilam, Vrindaranyam akilam, everyone in Vrindavan has received the mercy, compassion, forgiveness of your feet. So Krishna's setting the stage, because in other words, he's trying to set Radharani up so she won't react so heavily and forgive him for his transgressions. So he's saying, Radharani, your feet, you show your mercy, your feet, you show your anukampa, you show your compassion, mercy to everyone in Vrindavan, Vrindaranya, Akilam. So I'm also in Vrindavan. So your feet should be merciful. You should be merciful and forgiving and kind to me, anukampa. Even to this extent, you should forgive me, because he just came from Chandravali's house. So he says, Chandravali sakra griham yami tava agya. I won't go even one time sakra, even once, I won't go to Chandravali's Griha. Chandravali's sacred Griham, Yami. I won't even once go to Chandravali's house without your permission, without your agya, without Radharani's agya, without your water. And then Radharani heard it, she started crying. What is this guy, you know? And then Krishna forcefully embraced Radharani. Said Krishna Vadati Ruditim. Krishna Vad means Krishna spoke this, and Radharani replied by Ruditim, by crying. And Samparishwajya Gadam means Krishna, Gadam Radham, Krishna forcibly embraced Radharani. And Radharani, Akula Gira, with faltering voice, overwhelmed in great agitation, said, "No, no, stop, no, stop. This Krishna is so naughty." That's a nice thing to meditate on, pastime. Krishna is such a clever cheat. Comes in, Radharani, you're Tadapada Anukampya. Anukampyam. You're Tadapada Anukampyam. Your feet are so merciful, so kind. Brindaranyam Akilam to everyone in Vrindavan. So, you know, get ready to forgive me, get ready to show your kindness to me. I just came from Chandravali's Griha, but I promise without your order, I won't go there even one time. Chandravali sacred Griham Yami. I won't even go, Yami. I won't even go once without your order. Radharani heard that, just started crying. He said, "What is this guy?" You know. Then he tries to embrace her to, you know, make her forget about it. And she just says, "No, let go, stop. So cool it. No, no." Very touching, beautiful scene to meditate on. Unlimited land of Ras and Bhav and Prendam Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Radha Kundam Ki Jai, Giraj Dharan Ki Jai.